Kay Butler Jewelers, how can I help you?
Oh, it sounds like Mr. Mark is probably still pretty busy, so I'll give him a call
No,
back.
it's
Just let
okay.
him.
He's right here. He said
Oh,
that he's
yes.
just
Oh, okay.
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, no problem. You can I'll give him to you. Here you go.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
A little bit better.
Okay,
They
it
got.
sounded like you were in the middle of something there. I'm so
Well, I
sorry
had
to
a
catch you.
customer's herringbone chain that we repaired, and it had gotten kinked up, so I had to pray and hope it wasn't folded, and it wasn't, so we were able to get unkinked
Oh,
and laid
that's
flat again.
good. Yeah. Jeez Louise, huh?
Yep.
So what was going on with our phones this morning? Is it still happening, or have you not tried back again?
No, it was no. We were getting a phone call from Rochester, and it was just beeping.
Huh.
So that's why I sent you the message that if you're trying to call, it's not
Oh,
something ain't working.
no. That wasn't me, but it would have been a fax. Is it a fax line, maybe?
We don't have a fax.
I bet you that's what it was. If it was just
Okay.
beeping, it might have been like an, because I know on Saturdays they've been doing that old thing we used to do. You know, you got to go back to the basics every once in a while. We speak it and we preach it and we do it. But yeah, I
Yep.
think they've started that like, hey, we're still open on Saturdays campaign because you aren't, last weekend this kind of similar, not the same words and phrasing happened with me with another jeweler where I called. I was like, this is the first time I've talked to you today and first time I've even tried to do so. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But that might be it, I'm wondering, because, you know, I'm not in the office to just ask these silly questions when everybody's having the same issue. So I apologize. But thank you so much for sending that off to your social media girl. I will give you a little caveat if I haven't already. I got
Okay.
10 carat total weights that came back to me
Well, I have a
from
customer.
this.
They like natural. He likes natural. She likes the big size of lab. And I said, yeah, there's all different types of way to cut and shape and do all this.
Exactly.
And I think it's a 2.5 modified.
Us or you? Is it on our website?
Oh, I haven't even looked at y'all's website. They came in late last night, so I haven't
Oh,
even looked.
okay. So you're looking for a 2.5 then, right
Well,
now.
Dad gave me the prices he found, and he just goes to Polygon.
Right.
But
I don't
I don't
even
know if
know.
they can
Do
get up
we
to that
still list
20.
on that?
I don't
I
know
don't
if they
even
get
know
that
if we
20
list.
list or that 20,000 price.
Oh, is
I mean,
that
I get
your cost 20 or their cost 20?
their cost.
Okay, so where do you need to be once you take, because mountings are so much money nowadays, I can't just, I've been thinking in my head, oh, simple solitaire, no biggie. It's going to be like, what, 350 to 800 bucks,
Oh
1,000 at
yeah,
the most, but
it's.
that's not the world we're living in.
People ask me, "Well, what does it be?" It's like, I don't know. I've been in the business 10 years, and I have no idea what it is now.
I know. I don't, they say it's never going under four now. They said three, like at the beginning of the summer, now it's four.
We'll see. I've heard several things. I go to coin shops and stuff like that, and I've heard
Oh,
several
you do.
things. So one of the things I've heard is it's the big banks are buying up. So much
Okay.
like your international banks are buying up everything, and they have a set price that they'll let it get to, and then they'll just sell out, crash the price, and then they'll start buying it back up again.
Really? That's what you're
So,
hearing, huh?
yeah,
That's
that.
interesting. I'm wondering if, you know what? I'm going to put that to my, because he and I are supposed to have a conversation once he gets into the office here this morning. So I'm going to run that past him. What's your other theory? Do you have any other? What's your conspiracy theory? I'll take it to the
Well,
the
that's my
only thing
conspiracy
I
theory.
know.
Yeah,
He
I just
just
don't
got done with
know.
Martin Rapoport and in Israel, and you know he's obviously friends, not friends with him, but they're I guess they're friends now, but they've always been acquaintances, not always friendly acquaintances, but I would say they're friends now, but they could be frenemies because Mike doesn't like what he's doing or why are you letting that dude do this? But I fair to say every friend feels that way about their other friend
And
sometimes.
boy, I guess if you want a conspiracy theory, wait until the Supreme Court is about to announce the Trump tariffs. If they start really, if
What do you
gold starts
mean?
going down, then you know the economy is about to kick off and they're going to get rid of the tariffs and all that. But if it stays high, they're going to keep the tariffs, and it's going to, yeah.
Really?
That's my conspiracy theory. I think when that comes out is when everything's going to end up one way or the other.
So you think, like, let me just put it into layman terms, like my, because I'm not on this conspiracy. You know me. I live in my rosy-colored glass, 5 foot,
yes.
4.5 foot land, because it's not affecting me right now. I have way too many fucking things, excuse my French, to worry about. And I worry about getting you guys the right diamonds or making sure. I mean, I can't worry about that.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is that, first on the big bank thing, you think that all of the big banks right now are just buying up all of this gold. And essentially going to just get to the top, top, top dollar, keep buying, and then wham, bam, kind of stock drop of 29 is going to happen to the world,
they'll start
and we're going to rebuild everything?
Yeah,
Has that ever happened before on gold? I'm just curious. I don't know gold.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know somebody that will.
It doubled in a year.
I know. But listen to this. I mean, I've been telling you for years, and I'm not doing an I told you so. Please, no, I'm not coming at that angle. No, I'm not. Don't you dare. I wouldn't do that to a 7-foot-plus blah, 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 man that I have to stand and look up to with, like, a kink in my neck afterwards. I've got reverse taco backwards neck or something with you. That being said, for years, I've been the guy standing on the beach saying, come on, guys, the tsunami's coming. Get off the beach. Get out of the water, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you guys have been, you know, comfortable in where you're at. And I love that for my RJOers. It's just, I hate it right now because I saw it happen with IJO for whatever reason. I think they just have more east and west and less southern and midwest. And that's primarily most of RJO. So you guys didn't get hit. I'll never forget the summer of 2022 after IJO show. It was Mick and I, and we were closing our show season, and I was like, holy crap, RJO, kick your ass. You had all that lab grown, and we never used to kick IJO's ass. And since then, we have kicked ass, unless there's been like one-off or whatever. But that's where the shift happened. And then this last summer, IJO came back in, swang from the fences, and that's where I see, like, to your point with the shift, I see the shift way before the rest of the people, because I'm standing watching the tsunami hit. You guys are, like, watching the news. Hey, Florida just got hit with a tsunami. You know, like, that's essentially the world I live in. So when I give these quote-unquote conspiracy theories, I guess I don't view them as conspiracy theories because I'm watching it happen from like a really big bird on a shoulder view kind of thing. So I agree kind of with that gold thing, though, but I just don't know if it's ever happened with gold that way. That's interesting. And you just think this on your own, or have you heard buzz?
I've talked to a couple people who think, you know, they haven't all said the same exact thing, but that's roundabout what they're thinking.
So with silver, are they thinking China is – because this is the conspiracy – if you want to call it a conspiracy theory.
Well, you look at China and the Asian culture just as a whole. You know, somebody gets married, they don't give them a blender.
No.
They give them 10 grams of gold.
It's bartering. Yeah.
Yeah, they give them an ounce of gold. They give them, you know, whatever they can afford.
Okay, so silver right now, do you know what's going on in that market over there? It's freaking outrageous what they're doing. I mean, it's smart as a government. You want to boost economy. You want to boost your feel good, your momentum. You know, they're not too friendly with the U.S. right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want to boost a little morale with people within your company that usually are at odds against each other. Let's create a little fight against the different, you know, opposition kind of thing, which is what they're doing, but they're using silver to do it. They're essentially telling, and it's like the Joneses. That's the concept that I heard anyways, because one of my jewelers that went over to Hong Kong and all that stuff was like, you'll never believe what I saw. And this was like a month ago or so that he told me all, like, basically over there, all of the he put it in terms of economic levels. He would say above poverty but not in the middle class yet, from that level on up. And they're pooling money together. It's like they're coming together to buy the silver. But China owns the silver.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the hell is China doing? They're having their own people buy so that they can raise the price of silver, which is really kind of mind-boggling and a diabolical mastermind of, ingeniousness.
Well, and look at the technology. You know, silver is less valuable for what it's used, so it makes sense. But I'm
knowing that gold, knowing that gold's going to go up, and there's going to be a need for silver, is where that driving point is. But they're creating a really nice economy for if they needed to go to war with any other company and they needed extra money for any sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at it from, I didn't put it all together until you and I just did this. Wow.
Well, every January I go and buy a 10-ounce bar of silver.
You do? Okay,
good. And I got five of them sitting in the safe deposit box. And then I have...
Good for you.
I have another 150 ounces of silver in, like, 90% silver coins, you know, and all
right.
that.
Oh,
so,
and be careful, too. Now that we're talking about this, I can't believe... I don't know if you do your refining through Stellar or anything, but I heard they've changed their equation now. And I'm not trying to kill Mama, because Mama's good at everything. Please know that. I love me some Patty.
Yeah.
Being that I don't know enough about gold, I can't speak too edumacately on the equation itself because I don't like the number. It really is difficult. But that being said, they essentially, one of my jewelers sent in about, he said, for easy numbers for you, like $10,000, $11,000. He should have gotten back in money. He ended up getting about 92, he said, and he was like, what the heck is going on here? So he went through the equation. He tried working it out, and he's like, the equation didn't make sense, so I called them. He's like, they changed the S-N equation. You know, he's real Southern, old, 82, honorary, you know, North Little Rock, Arkansas dude. He went to school with the Walmarts and the Waltons, and my dad had, you know, that kind of dude. You know, good hometown dude. He's like, it's ridiculous. If I don't know an equation, I ask the question, and I will never. You tell all your RJOers. Do you know what they're doing? I'm like, no, I have no idea.
Well,
so they're taking, like, a melt, I guess, and they're making it look like, here, we're going to pay you guys for the silver now. And the equation didn't make sense, and why are you guys just coming? Why are you so nice to pay us for the silver metal or other metals, I guess? So it became 89%. The other 11% was extra metals. And he said doing the math, because he's so good at his numbering and mathing, he said, I literally lost $2,000 on the overall buy, and there's nothing I can do, so I'm never using them again, because when I called them, they're not changing their equation, and they're always going to offer it this way, which is really smart to somebody that doesn't actually care about. It's like me and my car insurance. I get all the stupid car insurance. I complain about how much I pay, but it just comes out of my bank account every single month.
Yeah.
I know it's double the amount of when I started 20 years ago, probably, or triple at this point. But
I don't check it to
competition it. You know what I mean?
Right, and here's the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad and I went to the coin shop I go to normally last weekend.
Okay.
And they have a line of people selling.
Oh,
and I walk
boy,
in and
really?
I'm just kind of sitting there waiting. And somebody says, is anybody buying? And is anybody buying from us today? And I raise my hand, and they got on me like a pack of wild dogs on a three-legged cat. And they were selling all the silver coins, like your, 90% silver coins, for under spot.
What?
You know, when something should have cost me, I bought some half dollars, and it should have cost me, I think, 25. Each one should have cost me 25. They cost me 20. And I have friends saying, oh, you're stupid to buy a $20 half dollar coin. It's only 50 cents. I was like, yeah, it's only worth 50 cents to you. But
right.
I add it to my collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, and here's the other thing I'm hearing, too, with, like, people that are doing buys, they're getting, like, these astronomical, like really nice stones, like whether it's gemstones, and like right now artsy fartsy in that style or that overall, like, you know, two toned, even in your diamonds, like if you were to go a little bit, or let me give you a for instance, that line that Veer carries that has the fluorescence every other, and they place the stones accordingly so that when they're in the rave clubs and out under a black light, whatever, it has like a pattern underneath it or whatever.
Yeah.
So that is so in right now, and people are starting to take all of their breakout items. And essentially, I had a jeweler say that he grabbed a $67,000 aquamarine just off the hinge, or like a blue topaz, but he thought it was a blue topaz maybe, but it was an aquamarine, which is, I don't know, whatever one's higher value. But it was a huge, like, in a huge pendant, and he shifted it and put it in a big, like, index finger ring, and he made a boat ton of money. Like, he was able to snatch them. Did I show you those sapphires, like, last season, maybe a season and a half ago, that looked like the ring from Princess Di? He got those for, like, literally $6,700 and valued out at, get this, we offered him 95, and he had people that wanted to give him more for the set. Like, it's crazy what people are just like, oh, you know what, this is just my grandma's, and that's just costume.
Right.
And the honest jewelers will tell him, you know what, let me give you a little bit more, or, you know, which is what he did. He's like, I felt so terrible. And only, he goes, but his caveat in saving grace here, he's only because he's a good client, and he's 82, he's got a buy appointment only business. So what does he want? He wants all the generationals of the big monies that he's been hanging out with for years to only come see him, which is what he has in his back pocket. Actually, you're a golfer. You would know there's this really secret, like private golf course that is by is it Phillips or Andrews or some kind of, all I know, the Stevens maybe. There's a lot of wealthy families, but this particular golf course, you can't just, it's not public. Most of the members don't live in the area. They're all like
mm-hmm.
crazy. And like he said that he's been in there. And when he walked in the first time with a client of his, like the people that hang out with the Walmart gangs now, like all of those, like the really expensive high dollar amount people, like way bigger than Mike and Delicato even, you know what I mean? Like the bajillion trillionaires. That's who owned this golf course down in, like, North Little Rock and in that area. I can't remember what the name of it is. I'll have to figure it out and send it to you. Because I know Andrew was like, if he could get me in there, man.
Well,
I was like,
we have one of those around here. So.
I know. Well, you have Augusta, right? You have Augusta, right?
Well, no, we have one. You know, we're here in the Piney Woods of Georgia, as it's called. Nothing around here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a golf course where... if they throw a football on Sunday on TV, they've played at that course. MLB teams will fly in.
Shut up.
On their way to spring training and play.
Really?
I mean, our little airport is booming. And where I live, you know, a little bit away from the airport, but I can see anything that's taking off or landing. And I just sit there and watch them on Sunday afternoons. You know, in the springtime, just
mm-hmm.
plane after plane after plane, private jet flying out. And it's crazy. But, no, the metal market is definitely interesting right now.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in all of... I must have said a word that sounded like her. Because she just starts talking at me, and it throws me off my game, man. And by she, you know who I'm talking about. Her friend is Siri. You can't say things, because she just started talking back, answering a question asking to you.
I told my friend last night, I said, how does she know she's listening, or how does she know her name if she ain't listening?
I know, right? Right?
And of course, she's like, she told me, your phone records everything you say. I said, and
really?
It better keep its mouth shut, too.
That is what I'm stealing it. I'm stealing it, stealing it, stealing it. I'm stealing that phrase because that's the most real, honest way. Because you could say, you know what, go ahead. It's better than saying, you know what, go ahead, because that seems aggressive. But, you know, like, that's just such a cool, say it again,
like,
say it again.
I'd be like, I won't drop you in a bowl of water.
Oh, but I don't think I can pull it off as well as you and your dad just can, like, just go straight-faced and be in the most serious conversation, like, just talking about health with them And then all of a sudden, straight face give you this look of, oh. And then I turn around and I'm like, you're joking, right? but it takes me 18 to 22 seconds at least every time.
Oh, well, that's why I love telling people that, that's why, well, how big were you? I don't know. I came out sideways. And you see them
how big were you, though, now that I think about this?
I was a normal size baby.
You were not. You're lying.
I was like 8 pounds, 6 ounces.
Really?
Yeah, 21 inches. I was a normal size baby.
It's odd that we're having this conversation. The other night, Trey and his girlfriend, Maddie, were over, and we just had been talking about, like, baby's birth size and stuff, and I happened to ask a lot. He just has to hear, I think, the A-S-K word, and she just started listening. But I had to ask her just what is the average birth weight of if you were a child that was, I think she said 8.6 and you were the mother and the father was at 7 weeks old, already larger than my daughter was full term. My son, they estimated over 12 pounds, and they were thinking, because he was 5'16", he was almost 6 pounds 7.5 weeks early without that extra pound and a half those last 6 weeks. So they estimated him very, very large. But it makes me really curious because he's not, like, you are large, like, really large, and you didn't come out big at all, and that's just not right. Cause that's,
I'm just
like,
an overachiever. We
like,
all try the same place. I'm just
here we go. Freaking, where do I get your perspective? I need it every day of my life. I just,
well, see, I tell people, I have that.
I need to be your matchmaker. Let me do so.
I have
why
the aerial view.
Happening?
That's the.
You have the what?
The aerial view.
Yeah, I know. That one's old to me now. You can't use it anymore. I'm ready for that. I need something I'm not ready for.
Yeah.
The height thing, I can't even use it in our jokes anymore. I just can pull up that photo of the two of us. It's probably the most epic show photo where I felt so small next to somebody who thought I was so much on a high pedestal. It was a really honoring
moment.
Well,
see, I don't really notice it, and I took a senior football game, and we ran into a quarterback who used to play, and we took a picture, and that was the first time her and I had ever taken a picture together, and I look at it, and I'm like, dang, you're short, and I'm really tall.
Oh, my God.
But
hey,
I just don't think of it.
What?
What's up?
I don't know how you don't think of it. Like, that's... We'll wormhole down that because I always think of whoever's behind me in any movie theater or anything, but I guess movie theaters are different now the way they are. But regardless, did I tell you about the 2.5 carats? I think I did earlier or started to. So I immediately got, like, off the phone, and the first thing I thought was, I'm never going to have this. Wait, no, I am going to do this because I did it back when we weren't good at big diamonds when we were at the old location for K.E. Butler and your mom and dad, and they were AGS stones, so much so that I love the memory because, you know, I'm having a lot of memory retaining issues that I just was like, oh, I got to share it. I got to tell them about this, not just about the yay, 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 because somebody is, you know, it's working. This overall natural conversation topic is working. Moreover, that it was you guys that I said, that's never going to happen, and it happened with you, so I didn't have to think in my head, no, that's never going to happen. So I thank you for that confidence builder. You didn't even know you gave it to me, but I wanted to share it because I feel like I don't share those moments with you, and I'm just so impressed by everything you've overcome and gone through and who you are and what you're doing right now. So I'm like your biggest fan, dude, but we don't have time for all this. I know you do because you'll sit and let me do this.
I don't need a short person to be my biggest fan. I'm kidding. That's funny.
Oh, that's terrible. You know what? People aren't supposed to, like, question how somebody receives things from other people. I won't question your receival, but I think it's coming from a goofy, modest, oh, shucks standpoint, if you want to get my opinion.
You've met my father. You know where it comes from.
I know where it's coming from. I do love you. But, yes, use them. Now I'm going to force people to use them because it's already worked. The freaking woman was Walt Disney's fourth widow, or she was the one that died at the right time, or he died. She was married to him when he died at the right time. Jeez, I need to get my words together. I must let you go. I need caffeine or something. This is me without caffeine. How would you like to know me every other time? No, caffeine is a very leveling thing for me, I think. It's kind of like that take a breath moment, and it usually happens right around 11:30, which is right sooner than later. It's also the next time for all my meds, so it sucks. It sucks. All these meds to make my blood good, you know, so I can keep perpetuating forward.
That's the goal.
Yep. Well, stay healthy this season, please, because
I'm doing good. They put me on the shot, and I'm losing some weight, and I'm down a few belt notches.
You? What the truck? Dude, send a photo. I need to see.
I don't have a before. I didn't like the befores, so I'll send one.
I have a before.
Week before Thanksgiving.
I have a before in my mind of that photo.
That was before I gained weight. I was still skinny. I'm heavier than I was in our photo.
I'm not done. But then I have the one where we were in Birmingham, because that's the last time I think I've actually put my eyes on you. And I was concerned, and I shared with you my concerns then. So I'm very proud of you is what I'm trying to say, because this is like the shot, if you do it right, is similar to like what I believe gastric bypass did for me. It really had to be a life choice, and you had to stick to it, because there are so many people that don't make it out of a shot or this, and they're back on it. So diabetes runs on your side of the family. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I went to the doctor, and that kind of...
What did they say? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It just kind of that wake-up call I needed.
Okay. All right. But you're good.
Yep, I'm good.
As long as you tell me you're good, I'm going to allow for the good to go, because I like to say I'm good, and people are like, are you really good? And I'm like, yes, I'm really good now. I might have lied about it for 2 years prior to the really non-good part of my 2025 year, but let's talk about forward moving, people.
No, I expressed to him I didn't really want to just jump to the shot if it wasn't necessary, you know, to try some other things and do that. But after talking, the doctor said, no, we look at your numbers, you're not bad, but let's kind of head it off before we get to the pass. So,
right. I appreciate that they did that, because for so long I feel like that's I just kind of was taken down one path and not enough like none of what had happened would have happened if they had just checked my B12 levels or my blood counts or any of that stuff.
Well, and my B12 was low.
Shut up!
Testosterone was low. Vitamin D was low.
Shut up! Those are all my symptoms. What is your heart doing right now? What does your blood look like?
Are you okay? Everything's fine. No, everything's fine. I've been taking some supplements from a nutritional store, not a GNC, but an actual nutritional store.
I have the best stuff, and I have so much of it.
I haven't taken
it. So much of it. It's called Juice Plus, and they're gummies. You take four a day. It gives you all the apples, all the omegas that you need. Literally, it's every single vitamin. It literally kept me alive for about a year and a half, because what the doctor said was the only thing that my body was absorbing at the end was what I put in my body every day, and at the end, I was only eating those damn gummies. And I could only have four
of
each one. No, I have cases of it. I'll go and wrap them up and present them. It's pretty expensive to get into, but there's another RJO jeweler I could introduce you to sometime up in Spooner, Wisconsin, that introduced it to me. And it's FDA approved.
Well, I go back.
It's so good.
I have blood work on the 5th of January, and I get everything back on the 12th. So
I'll send you all the stuff so your doctor checks it first, but I can't imagine it's not great for you, because my doctors have said, you know what, just keep doing it. Because it literally, and it's helping me get there faster with what they have me doing. Do I always take the pills? No, I'll be honest. That's why I asked for the pills to be turned into gummies, which they now have. And the purple ones, I bring them with me to shows. And that's what I pop in the afternoon for just a little, you know, kind of after lunch where you get that, like,
oh, yeah,
itis feeling, but you know you got to push through because you got 4 hours left of your day at least.
Yeah.
It helps me with that feeling.
Okay.
So I'll send all the information. But I did just email over to you all of the cushions in that 2.5 range if you have it.
Okay. I will take a look at them.
Because there's some good options in here, depending on what you're looking for.
Right. And it's going to be a price thing.
I have a
wealthy,
carrot but that's
not,
really pretty.
Yeah, it's a wealthy family, but not they can drop 30 on a ring.
Mm-hmm. Is it yellow gold, can I ask?
Ma'am?
Is it yellow gold?
Yes, it is yellow, and I know we can go lower on color.
Great,
because sure.
I have a 3-carat HVS2 GIA for $17.5. I'm setting it aside right now. I'll call you back. It sounds like you just got busy.
Okay. Well, yeah, well let me check them definitely, and
I will
get back to you.
Perfect, love.
All right.
Go kill them, cowboy.
Bye. Bye-bye.